You are listening to episode 18 of the FitsPro podcast, and today I am diving into one of my absolute favorite topics to talk about, and that is the practice of essentialism. I'm going to break down what that is and how I practice that in business and life, and I'm going to share a recent experience with what I think is the toughest yet the most important part of essentialism. So if you have a business or you are wanting to decrease overwhelm in your life and really focus in on one or two areas of your life, today's episode is for you. So without further ado, let's dive in. The FitsPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average Fitspo. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a Fitspro. So if you followed me for any period of time or been a client of mine or are in FitsPro Foundations, you have likely heard me talk about this idea and this practice of essentialism. I first learned about the concept from Hillary Rushford in her course called Elegant Excellence, and that's a course for overcoming overwhelm as an entrepreneur. And I mentioned Hillary in another podcast recently. Like I said, she is my go-to girl for remaining emotionally healthy and creating an emotionally healthy state inside my business, which I think is way more important than people seem to think and way more important of a priority than people make it inside their business. So as far as I know, the term originated via the book called Essentialism by Greg McKeown. And if you're a human, I think that you should read it. I will link it in my show notes, and you can also find it on my Amazon page at anniemiller.co/Amazon. Like I said, the idea of essentialism is taking your focus from being in 300 spaces, 300 directions, and putting it into one area. You will become more productive. You will have more white space. You will have more freedom in your life. So that's why I say this is not just for entrepreneurs. This is for, I believe, humans in general. And when you practice essentialism in one area of your life, you will absolutely see it carry over into other areas. So the point is to not just read about the ideal of essentialism, but to become an essentialist, to practice it in all areas of your life. I have been at this for 3 years now, and I am not even close to mastering it, but I refer to the practice and the practices within essentialism weekly, if not daily, in my decision-making processes, especially when it comes to my business. So the reason I bring it up today is because I've had to make some very essentialist type decisions in the past few weeks and months, and I think it's important to share my experience with fellow FitsPros. So it's also important to explain a few things, I guess, about essentialism. So an essentialist takes time to determine where 80% of their success, income, takeaway, productivity comes from, which is typically from 20% of their input, a specified area an area or two of where you put in your time, money, and energy. 20% typically gives you that 80%. They decide what is essential for their growth and eliminate everything else. So the point is to stop the craze of putting your energy into, like I said, 300 different directions, getting nowhere or making very minimal progress with all of those, and putting it in one area. So you can put your time and energy and money into 20% that gives you the most reward, that gives you that 80%. So how do they do this? How does an essentialist do this? How will you do this? Essentialists only say yes to hell yeses, and they say no to everything else, which includes, this is the most important part, which includes saying no to good and even great things. This takes practice. daily practice, and you'll have to come back to your craft of essentialism very often. This is not something that switches overnight. This is not something that you master on day one. And this idea of saying no to great things is the most important part to remember about the practice of essentialism, I think anyway, or it has been for me. It's also the point that I want to focus on today. So if you want to be great, if you want to get the most out of your passion, your goals, your business, fitness, life, you will need to say no to good and even great things. I want that to sink in, because if they aren't a hell yes for you and for your essential task or goal, they're a no. That's something that you have to grasp, and it will take practice, like I said. And this is what I had to face head on a few weeks ago. I was stressed, overwhelmed even, you could say. And that doesn't happen very often for me. I try to structure my business and my task and my daily activities so that I avoid overwhelm and I create space for myself. But I had let our travels get ahead of me and my business basically get behind me. And now by behind me, I mean I wasn't 2 months ahead like I like to be. But that causes me stress nonetheless. I like to be ahead of the game, and that makes me feel like I'm on time. So if that is not the case, I feel like I'm behind, I'm unprepared, and generally I'm just on edge because I'm constantly thinking about everything that should have already been done. So when I feel this way, it's very hard for me to focus in on my zone of genius, and my creativity plummets, and I'm just not able to show up the way that I want to show up in my business. So as I made my brain dump, I looked at all of my tasks that needed to get done, and it even caused me more stress because I needed to finish the rest of my April podcasts, I needed to do the May blogs, I needed to do the emails that, you know, coincide with those blogs, I needed to do my May podcasts, my April Built by Annie coaching call, the next launch plan for Fitzboro Foundations, I needed to have a plan for opening one-on-one spots for my fitness side of things, and all 100 tasks that fall under each of those, right? Like each of those tasks has a million other tasks that fall underneath it. And with my current plan, I would need to complete all of that within 3 weeks, plus serve my paying Built by Annie one-on-one and Fitzboro Foundations clients. That, my friend, was the farthest thing from realistic. And that did not sound fun. That sounded like working my head into the ground. I would need to be in a creative space for all of that, or for a lot of that. And I would need to be present and working from a space of gratitude and joy and essentialist focus. And that was not going to happen with my current plan. So what did I do? I looked at my 20% that gives me my 80%, right? And I said no to the other 80% that gives me my 20. I hope you got that. I looked at the 20% of work, the area, the 20% of area in my business that gives me my 80% return. And I said no to the other 80% of my business that gives me 20% of my return. I took away the pressure to blog first. I don't have to blog. I like to blog. It's fun. I provide value in other places that give me more, right? My business relies on my blog pretty close to 0%, maybe 5%. We'll give it 5%. There's a lot that goes into blogging, right? The writing of the actual blog, the formatting, the editing, the photos, tagging all of the photos properly, the schedule, the coinciding emails that go with that blog to my newsletter, and so on. So taking the May blogs off of the plate easily cleared up a minimum of 8 to 12 hours of work for me. Next up was the podcast. So here we are. Hi. Same story here. I don't have to podcast. My business does not rely on me podcasting. I make no money from podcasting. It's slightly more important in my opinion because it serves a niche more than my blog does, and people depend on it weekly. But it still does not directly affect my business or income if I take a month off. If I take a break from podcasting, it does not directly affect my business, especially if I fill that space with freaking bomb content on Instagram and a free masterclass for Fitzbros. So I also reminded myself, I don't have to batch the podcasting. So I like to batch the podcasting, but I can take 2 hours once a week if need be to do one episode at a time. So without podcasting, that would free up another, again, minimum of 8 to 12 hours, if not more, drafting, recording, editing, show notes, making the Canva image, scheduling the blog that, you know, has the show notes on it. Mind you, I am working towards having my interns do most of the latter work on the blog and podcast. So I create the content, but then they can, you know, upload it, format it, all of that stuff. So that is in the works as well to create more space for me. But deciding all of this meant that I didn't need to worry about blogs or podcasts during our time in Vietnam. If I got them done, awesome. But it would be after shifting all of my focus to that 20% that gives me my 80. It was allowing me to have the freedom and the space to focus on creating my Built by Annie call, opening one-on-one enrollment, and planning or relaunching Fitzbro Foundations. So it meant saying no to good, even great things, looking at what is a hell yes right now. In this moment, in this season, what is a hell yes? What will get me to my goals? That is where we have to put the time and the energy when we are practicing essentialism and when we want to get things done. It didn't mean that I never blog again or that I resign from podcasting, right? It's not this dramatic end. It meant that in this season, they are not the top priority. They might not get done and there will be zero feelings about it. I'm not going to lose any money. I'm not going to lose any impact. It's going to be fine, right? So anything else I get done on top of those essential tasks is the cherry on top, and it's for fun because I have space and because I enjoy doing it. That is essentialism. And it is also how I happen to stay sane and decrease overwhelm as an entrepreneur who wants to do all of the things, which is common for us entrepreneurs. I say no to good and even great things if they are not a hell yes in my current season. So I hope that that helps you if you know the feelings of overwhelm and the, you know, never-ending to-do list of entrepreneurship and life. I highly suggest giving the book a read. That book, again, is Essentialism by Greg McKeown. But do not read it if you don't have the intent to implement. And if I could put that in all caps here, it would be in all caps. Intent to implement. Both of these concepts, essentialism and the intent to implement, are what I teach inside Fitzbro Foundations, which will open for registration, by the way, soon. Not quite yet, but if you are interested in Fitzbro Foundations and you're not already on the wait list, don't worry, I will link the waitlist sign up in the show notes as well. That is all I have for you today, my friend. As usual, if you found value here or you have ever found value in the Fitzbro podcast, please subscribe, give your girl 5 stars, and leave a review. Y'all are the microphone, so I know I keep saying that. Please keep speaking up and spreading the word of the Fitzbro podcast. Until next time, I am Annie Miller. I hope that you practice essentialism. I hope you get the book and put it to work. And thank you so much for listening to the Fitzbro podcast.